Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay. Good evening to those of you listening to us this evening, April 4, 2012. And hello to those of you listening for another time to the broadcast. Great to spend some time with you this Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, there is some kind of issue with the Peter Fairfield file, so rather than put you through all of that this evening, trying to make it sound right, we will do the Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche interview. He's the author of Living Fully, How to Find Joy in Every Breath. And now yesterday we did a rebroadcast of, yesterday, April 3, 2012, we did a rebroadcast of my Kathleen McHugh interview. She's the author of How to Help Children Through a Parent's Serious Illness.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay, good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, February 7, 2012, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. You are listening to, I also want to thank you for remembering when we air, and just a second here. Our guest has called in, so he's there and on hold. So I want to remind you, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, to call into the program tonight, you can call 619-789-6835. That is 619-789-6835. And to send an instant message during the program, you have to go to the Blog Talk Radio homepage and select the link.
Now,
you cannot do that because tonight is a rebroadcast.
From my e-card or something like that, then you have to go to the Blog Talk Radio website.
And in their search box, you should enter my name or the name of the program and select search, and it will take you to the show page, and then you select the show. Okay, and any problems with the internet links, give me a call after the program at 866-472-6094. And that, again, is 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here, however, after consulting with your physician. Now, last Tuesday, we did a rebroadcast of my Michael Osner program from 2008. He's the author of the Miami Mediterranean Diet. And then last Wednesday, we did a rebroadcast of my Alan Cashaw
program talking about financing your health care. And then on Thursday, we did a rebroadcast of my Imakuli Ilibagiza program. She's the author of Left to Tell. Now, if you missed any of those programs, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link, and hear that archived program, because it will take you to the Blog Talk Radio website. Now, for appointments with me, that's face-to-face appointments or remote appointments, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, I want to give you a heads up. We have two upcoming live programs. February 21, 2012, we will be live with Kathleen McHugh, author of How to Help Children Through a Parent's Serious Illness. And then on February 28, 2012, we'll be live with David Fairfield. He's the author of Deep Happy. Okay, remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter. And don't forget Nu Skin Supplements and Beauty Products, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, tonight I'm going to be speaking with Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche, and I'm hoping that I'm pronouncing all of that properly. I'm going to ask him when we do start the interview. Now, he's the author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath. He's the only English-speaking Tibetan Lama. And at the end of the program, we will discuss white willow bark and the asana, Supta Baddha Konasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, as you know, we get my news from ScienceDaily.com. And this one is entitled Key Finding in Stem Cell Self-Renewal. And this comes from Science Daily's post February 6, 2012. A University of Minnesota-led research team has proposed a mechanism for the control of whether embryonic stem cells continue to proliferate and stay stem cells or differentiate into adult cells like brain, liver, or skin. The work has implications in two areas. In cancer treatment, it is desirable to inhibit cell proliferation, but to grow adult stem cells for transplantation to victims of injury or disease, it would be desirable to sustain proliferation until a sufficient number of cells have been produced to make a usable organ or tissue. The study gives researchers a handle on how those two competing processes might be controlled. It was performed at the university's Hormel Institute in Austin, Minnesota, using mouse stem cells. The researchers, led by Hormel Institute Executive Director Zigang Dong and Associate Director Anne M. Bode, have published a report in the journal Nature, Structure and Molecular Biology. Quote, this is breakthrough research and provides the molecular basis for development of regenerative medicine, said Dong. This research will aid in the development of the next generation of drugs that make repairs and regeneration within the body possible following damage by such factors as cancer, aging, heart disease, diabetes, or paralysis caused by traumatic injury, end quote. The mechanism centers on a protein called KLF4, which is found in embryonic stem cells and whose activities include keeping those cells dividing and proliferating rather than differentiating. That is, KLF4 maintains the character of the stem cells. This process is called self-renewal. The researchers discovered that two enzymes called ERK1 and ERK2, interactive KLF, this allows the cells to begin differentiating into adult cells. Now, the two enzymes are part of a quote, bucket brigade, end quote, of signals that starts when a chemical messenger arrives from outside the embryonic stem cells. Chemical messages are passed to inside the cells, resulting in, among other things, the two enzymes swinging into action. The researchers also discovered how the enzymes control KLF4. They attach a small molecule, phosphate, consisting of phosphorus and oxygen, to KLF4. This tag marks it for destruction by the cellular machinery that recycles protein. Further, they found that suppressing the activity of the two enzymes allows the stem cells to maintain their self-renewal and resist differentiation. Taken together, these findings paint a picture of the ERK1 and the ERK2 enzymes as major players in deciding the future of embryonic stem cells and potentially cancer cells, whose rapid growth mirrors the behavior of the stem cells. KLF4 is one of several factors used to reprogram certain adult skin cells to become a form of stem cells called IPS, induced pluripotent stem cells, which behave similarly to embryonic stem cells. Also, many studies have shown that KLF4 can either activate or repress the functioning of genes and, in certain contexts, act as either an oncogen that promotes cancer or tumor suppressor. Given these and their own findings reported here, the Hormel Institute researchers suggest that the self-renewal program of cancer cells might resemble that of embryonic stem cells. Quote, although the functions of KLF4 in cancer are controversial, several reports suggest KLF4 is involved in human cancer development, end quote, Bode said. Okay. Now, before we go to break, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my guest this evening. His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche is the spiritual guide of Shayapa Monastery in Kathmandu, the founder of the Tibetan Refugee Children's Fund, and the head of Rangin Yeshe, which I'm hoping I'm pronouncing properly, Incorporated, in a nonprofit that organizes teachings and retreats throughout the United States. Buddha Field in Millertown, New York, is the future site of the Center for Enlightenment and Rinpoche's seat in the U.S. He has lectured at Harvard, Yale, Wesleyan, and the Naropa Institute. He lives in Nepal and New York. We're going to share some contact information later. And as I said, when we come back from break, talking with His Eminence, Shayapa Rinpoche.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness and Parthenia Izard here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, remember, on my website, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. Now, we are talking this evening with His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche. He's the author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath, and he's the only English-speaking Tibetan Lama. To call into the program, call 619-789 6835. Hello, Your Eminence.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm so honored to have you with us this evening. Before we get into actually talking about the book and the philosophy behind the book, can you just share a little bit about what life was like growing up for you, what your youth was like?
I was born in a Tibetan family in the Himalayas, and in this ancient traditional and our family, we are very much involved in a spiritual way of living. So as a young child, and I was, you know, always able to relate to spiritual way through spiritual objects. For instance, as a child, I never had toys like you know, cardboard, you know, truck or Barbie dolls or anything like that. I was much more having to relate to spiritual objects such as bell and damaru and things like that. So that was also very different from many people who are listening, I'm sure, where and how they were raised. And then, as traditionally done, I was trained, I was educated in our ancient Tibetan Buddhist way. So I was very fortunate to have this opportunity from a very young age, where this traditional wisdom and teachings teaches us how to handle life in a meaningful way and a compassionate way. So I was very, very fortunate to be born in this family and in this tradition and this culture. So I was very lucky, you know, compared to many people who are growing up at this day and age.
Well, wonderful. It's always nice to find out how another person's life began and how they sort of found themselves where, you know, in the area of interest that they are now. One thing, okay, first of all, the book is beautifully written. It just sort of flows so naturally and smoothly and effortlessly. I thoroughly enjoyed what I was exposed to in a short amount of time in preparation for this interview. It has, just to give the listeners an idea, it consists of 16 chapters. We're talking about 279 pages, so it's certainly something that I think everybody could appreciate and digest and learn from and grow from I don't want to say easily, but in a reasonable amount of time. A lot of what you share, I mean, there's just so many questions I have, and I'm going to do my best to sort of tap into certain things that will give people insight into your philosophy, your way of looking at things, so they'll understand what permeates through the text. You talk about awareness of death and how it ensures a life lived with no regrets. You want to talk about that a little bit, elucidate on that concept for our listeners?
Sure. And what you have said is my way of thinking and my way of relating to life. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, you know, actually this is not my way of living and my way of seeing. Rather, this is ultimate universal and a human sophisticated way of relating to it, and I was lucky enough to have received these instructions and able to use it now, and I'm sure your listeners are all very, very intelligent people, and when I mention these things, I'm sure they will concur as their own experience, because they have experienced this thing, and only I'm just mirroring it so that people can see it more clearly. And as far as you know, experience of death and seeing that we are all very vulnerable, you know, anyone who's listening and everybody on this earth, as long as we are breathing, we are absolutely vulnerable, because this breath will end for sure, and at the same time, there is no certainty and guarantee that this breath will last until tomorrow morning. So in that sense, we have to really look at each other in their eyes and with the compassion and the caring that this is inevitable. Therefore, realizing the inevitability of our demise, it is very important to really make use of this life in a very, very meaningful way so that we don't have regret. And I said, even though we're discussing our impermanence, impermanence and death is not to discourage us from living. Rather, impermanence and talking about death is going to inspire us and rejuvenate us. And it will make us even live and better, because once we realize the death and impermanence, we will surely understand that life is not a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have to live as if there is no tomorrow. And this is the benefit. And this kind of sensitivity and sophistication will grow when you are sincerely able to relate to reality, so to speak.
Well, to step aside, since you mentioned inspiration, I am interested in, having you share with our listeners what inspired you to write the book, Living Fully, and what is your hope, what is your expectation with regards to it and people being shared with, people?
This book is not so much of my writing. Rather, this book is collected words of my oral teaching, which I have expressed to hundreds of people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a live teaching that I gave, and then my students have transcribed it and make it available, because everyone felt that those words and those meanings are so compelling that everybody can use it, everybody can benefit from it. And then I realized that this is something that I have said, but I have no recollection. So when I give teachings and when I share this wisdom, it's my expression and my feeling is expressed. And sometimes things that I have expressed at that moment never ever repeated again. Therefore, I felt that it would be such a loss if we are not able to share this with entire mankind as much as we can. Therefore, we have decided that this book is very, very valuable. And this book is something that people can carry in their life, and no matter what is happening, to relate better and to overcome their obstacles and difficulties and to be able to find liberation and happiness. We thought this book will really help and benefit people. And that was the real inspiration behind bringing this book, Living Fully, Finding Joy in Every Breath.
Okay. Well, now, you say in your book that the first step to living, or you say that the first step to living fully lies in examining our motivations. Could you elucidate on this concept for our listeners?
Yes. I feel that our intention is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important to have intention that is not limiting us, and that is bringing even greater results. So to have a greater result, an effective result, we have to have a compassionate attitude towards everyone. It's not that enough that we gain happiness for ourselves, because and that at the end, again, will not be satisfying for us. We have to be able to realize that everyone is like us. Everyone is interested in finding happiness as we are. Everyone is interested in freeing themselves from suffering as we are. Therefore, we are not different. We are all the same. Therefore, it is very important to realize our common goal and then try to achieve the common goal in a most effective and a profound way. So to achieve that, when we start our project or our meditation or even when we are eating a meal, whatever, something that we are doing, intention has to be correct. Intention has to be compassionate, altruistic, And that is the intelligent way. Having that kind of intention make us more effective, make us limitless in achieving our goals. So this is very, very important. And when we have a good intention, pure intention, everything becomes profound and meaningful, and life becomes really, really beautiful.
Okay. We're getting ready to go to break. Whenever you hear that little melody come up, so hold your thoughts. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. You can visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, to find the link for purchasing Nu Skin products. I refer to Nu Skin as where technology meets beauty and wellness. We'll be back shortly with His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche, author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hey, you are listening to Wellness. With me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Check the website to see who my guests will be next week or what rebroadcasts we'll be doing February 14, 15, 16, 2012. At the end of the program, whichever that program, February 14 on Tuesday, we will discuss the herb wild cherry and the asana supta virasana. I want to remind you again that those Nu Skin products include supplements that, with the incorporation of nanotechnology, are more efficiently assimilated into the body. Their beauty products are enhanced by an age-lock technology that promotes youthful skin. I call Nu Skin where beauty and wellness meet technology. Okay, we are back with His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche, author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath. And remember, he's the only English-speaking Tibetan Lama. I think that's very unique. If you want to call in and ask a question of my guest, call 619-789-6835. That's 619-789-6835. And remember, February 21, we will be live with Kathleen McHugh, author of How to Help Children Through a Parent's Serious Illness. And February 28, we will be live with David Fairfield, author of Deep Happy. Okay, we are back with His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche. Please, I hope I'm pronouncing all of that correctly. Is there anything you need to correct? I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, my. Okay. I was very concerned about that. Thank you. Okay. In Buddhism, honesty is an essential virtue. In Living Fully, you write that to be completely honest with others, we must be willing to take an honest look at ourselves. What gets in the way of people seeing themselves as they really are, and how are they hurt by self-deception?
Yeah, people, you know, are not able to see everything as an illusion in the first place. Mm-hmm. And people are caught in this conditional web. Therefore, we're not able to apply our intelligence in relating to everything. So we tend to project outside more than we are truly able to reflect on everything that we are able to relate in a day-to-day life. So therefore, I feel that it's very important for us to have a reality check, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to do that, and when we are able to do that, we will find no reason for us to project, no reason for us to harm anyone, no reason for us to have any negativity towards anyone if we cannot help them. Because after all, everyone is struggling like ourselves. We're struggling to find contentment, trying to find purpose and meaning and happiness, and everyone is trying that way. Therefore, we have to see them. And everybody is support for us and our journey, and we are support for everyone. So that kind of honesty is very, very important. And that will make us then being able to embrace everyone without judging.
Hmm. Okay. Very good. what I like about interviews like this is I get so caught up sometimes with what is being shared that I actually have to remind myself, oh, yes, this is an interview, and I have things I have to do here. I have to ask these questions. You talk about, well, we know that popular culture bombards us with all sorts of products that are allegedly making us happier, from shampoo to cars to clothing. How can people, or what is your advice when it comes to people being able to break away from these influences to embrace a simpler life? What are the benefits of achieving this simplicity?
To achieve simplicity is very, very important. And I feel that to achieve simplicity, we have to make sure our priorities are straight. So mm-hmm. when our priorities are straight, and even if we have a nicer shampoo or a new car, should be not bad, not big and difficult and a negative thing, because when our priority is straight, all these things will not necessarily enslave us, and we will not be dependent on them. Rather, we will be able to utilize everything, including material stuff, to enhance our understanding of this life. Mm-hmm. Therefore, to achieve simplicity, what we have to do, first and foremost, is to make sure our priority is straight. What is our priority? And thinking on that is very, very important. Then when you realize our priority, everything outside is very, very manageable. So we can have less things if you like to have less things. You can have more things if you like to have more things. Even by having more things, you have a ways to manage yourself so that having more things will not make you more enslaved and more busy and more distorted. So this is a very important way of looking at it.
Well, now, a lot of times when people think of simplicity, they think that they have to sort of become reclusive, withdraw from, what we would consider real life in order to do this. What advice or guidance would you give someone who has that conception?
Oh, that is only feasible for certain people, but that is not the ultimate way. And I don't advocate that kind of lifestyle. First we should try that being able to live in a dynamic form in a mindful way is very, very important thing. Dynamic form, what I mean by that is by living in this world, how can we become a better person? Mm. How can we become an enlightened person? How can we make sure we are not enslaved by anything? How can we are able to take everything as an ornament instead of everything as something to be dependent on? Well, of course, you can go spend in a reclusive area and a private area and spend in a very quiet way. That is fine, but that is, again, you're avoiding And even when you are in, let's say, in some forest, in a cave, you are not free from your mind. Mm-hmm. And even in that cave, you have to deal with your thoughts. You have to deal with your emotions. So it's same. Whether you are in this life and trying to handle it in a dynamic form, or you are out in the woods or in the cave and try to do a very simple life, a retreat. Either way, you have to find your priority first. What is your prayer? Your priority is able to make sure nothing can distract you. And not being distracted is the most important thing for living simply.
Wow. Okay. I noticed this is a bit of a departure from my questions, but in your book, when you're talking about meditation, you actually said something about meditating with your eyes open. Can you sort of share the reasoning behind that and why that's a recommendation?
This way of meditating is intelligent way of meditating. Therefore, everything must be applied in a natural form. Mm-hmm. So when we meditate, I recommend to let it open your eyes and not to open in a very wide way. But whatever is natural way, when you are in the daytime, you're seeing things. Meditation is to not to escape from anything. Meditation is to face everything in a sophisticated way. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you are in a jungle and you are in the jungle and all of a sudden you met tigers around you, by closing your eyes, do you think tigers will run away? Do you think you will be free from harm from the tiger? Not at all. That's not possible. So if you are faced with all this tiger, it's better off leaving your eyes open and see what tigers are doing. How can you defend the tiger? Is it possible to defend the tiger or not? Is it possible to protect yourself or not? These things are possible for us to see. So as a meditator, if you open your eyes, at the beginning you will find that there is more distraction outside there because you are seeing everything. But slowly, slowly, you will find ways to overcome those distractions. You will be able to free yourself from those distractions. If you close your eyes, at the beginning, you might feel that, I'm meditating better, because it's kind of like a blank. It goes when you close your eyes. But you are not meditating better. After a while, you will realize you are sleeping better.
I love that phrase. I think that's wonderful. Okay, good. But I wanted to get that out for our listeners, that the first time I'd heard that. Okay, most of us have all sorts of routines and habitual thoughts, whether it's our morning coffee or how we define ourselves as parents, as employees, as bosses. How do these habits keep us from some fulfillment?
Well, habits are formed when we are unaware of this dynamic quality that is unobstructedly arising from within. So when this dynamic quality, the energy, is coming one after another naturally, we are not able to find confidence to relate to them as in a pure energy, as in a divine, so like a energy. Therefore, we tend to sort of like attach to something. We call it, oh, I like this. Then when you find that, something that you like, then you want to keep it. So you want to feel that same feeling again and again. So then you create an habituation because of insecurity, not realizing that there is an obstructed flow of energy which is going to come without having to attach to one particular energy. That awareness is not there. When that awareness is lost, we are habituated. Then we create suffering. That is the chain of karma that we create.
Okay. Now, in many ways, the Buddhist concept of karma has gone mainstream, if you will. That is, many people say what goes around comes around, but what does karma really signify, and how can understanding karma change how people relate to others?
Actually, a Buddhist concept of karma is not something gone mainstream. What I feel is mainstream is able to embrace what is the most meaningful part of their life, what is the most meaningful education that they have. People are very intelligent, gifted, especially human beings are very gifted, and they realize. If you are able to believe in karma, in the law of cause and effect, and you are able to be intelligent, when you are able to apply karma, you have integrity in your life. When you have integrity in your life, everything becomes meaningful, everything becomes celebratory. So I think what I feel is like instead of Buddhist concept of karma going mainstream in humanity is able to embrace their most meaningful quality, that is to believe in karma, by realizing that if you do harmful thing, you will pay price sooner or later. Therefore, it is very important for us to apply our intelligence so that we don't create any negative karma where we have to experience later.
Makes very good sense. Okay. It's about time for another break here, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. Hold your thoughts, and everyone, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, here on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking with Shayapa, His Eminence Shayapa Rinpoche. He's the author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath, and he's the only English-speaking Tibetan Lama. Please follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi, and we will be back.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I want to remind you that you can purchase and preview the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Now, nothing's more important than your health, but between the overburdened medical establishment, blaring crisis-driven health headlines, and our own hectic lives, finding the information you and your family need can be next to impossible. We're here to help. We bring together 101 of the top minds in radically different branches of the healing professions to give you 101 simple, workable ways to attack disease, overcome unhealthy habits, and live your life to its healthiest potential. Follow the link on my homepage. It's a beautiful blue book link. Okay, we're back talking with His Eminence Shayapa Tenzin Rinpoche. He's the author of Living Fully, Finding Joy with Every Breath. Now, many of us think of meditation as a relaxation technique, but you say it's much more than that. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but how will meditating transform the way people deal with the challenges they face? Okay, wait a minute. Just a minute. Repeat that.
Meditation literally means getting used to. So we have to think about what we are trying to get used to. So we are trying to get used to all our positive energies and the meaningful things in our life, such as compassion, love, you know, understanding and sincerity, and the enlightened state of our being. So when you meditate, if you just think of only a relaxation, you are limiting the purpose of meditation. Of course, meditation will relax you for sure, but that did not really mean that meditation has only that much to offer. Meditation has so much to offer. Meditation is very, very deep. So therefore, meditation is to get used to. Get used to our true qualities. And you're meditating in whatever form, whatever way you are meditating, whatever level you are, you have to remember, ultimately, meditation will free us from all suffering.
Okay. Now, in your book, you say, toward the end, you say, remember, this is your life, so do not waste it. We are all getting closer and closer to death, so take responsibility to live your life fully. Seize the moment by living now. Make your life meaningful. What can you add to that or elucidate for our listeners? Obviously, that whole concept of not wasting it. Because people hear that a lot, but I don't know if they really totally grasp the depth of what it is that implies.
Right. What it is, it's like whatever you are doing, in whatever form and whatever fashion you are doing, and is it possible to do something without regret, and without any regret for whichever way you did, whatever you did, however you did, and this is the key. What will make you not have to regret? So think about that again and again and again while you are doing anything, while you're thinking anything, while you're feeling anything. So if there is a way where you are doing things and then never feel that you regret it, which means then you spend your life in a meaningful way, because your life that you spend did not cause you to suffer later, which means you are able to seize the moment in a perfect and meaningful way.
Well, again, I may be backtracking a little bit here with this question or this inquiry. When we talk about cravings for something better, the endless craving for something better or desire, what advice do you have for our listeners about the best way to grapple with that?
But craving for something greater is a sign that one is discontent.
Mm.
So first and foremost, now we have to remember to see why we are discontent. What is making us discontent? By craving for more and by chasing after more things, if that makes us more content, fine. And why not we all do that? And that is not the case. By chasing after and craving for more never make us content and make us and feel that we don't need anything more than what we have. So it's very important for us to remember why, what is that making us discontent, first and foremost. So when we realize that, we will find ways to manage our life in a meaningful way, an effective way. Once we know how to manage our life, the craving for more is not going to always be there. Whatever you have, you will be able to make most out of it. So making most out of it is the answer instead of craving for more than what you have.
Okay, now modern life has become, for some people, for many people, increasingly more complex. You've devoted yourself to the ancient principles of Buddhism. How do these teachings apply in today's world?
Well, this ancient teachings of Buddhism is nothing ancient, really. This ancient teaching of Buddhism are totally relevant and totally valid for today and in modern days. So at the same time, modern-day people are even more equipped and more smart in finding that they can utilize these wisdoms and these realizations. So in a way, these wisdoms and realizations are there already in this modern-day age. Only thing, the ancient time, the great masters have applied this and they lived life in a meaningful way and a complete way. Therefore, their compassion and they manifested in words and teachings. Those teachings are passed down from generations to generations to generation for over 2,600 years. So now people like me, we are able to share this with people all over the world. So it is our certainly good fortune knowing that people are looking for it, and therefore we are able to share this to them. So in a way, these teachings are so valid. These teachings are not so ancient. I feel these teachings are very, very modern. And probably those who read my book, and they will concur with me, and they will say, oh, I already thought about this. Oh, I already know this. This is exactly I feel. Oh, Rinpoche is just reiterating it. I'm just reiterating it. These are there in their heart, which by reading this book, it will reinforce them and make them believe in what they are and are feeling. So this is why I feel that my book and has a small role to play in people's life, and I hope this book will be able to enhance their understanding of life, and this book will be a guidebook to how to live in day-to-day life in this modern society.
Well, I have no doubt that about that whatsoever, and I encourage everyone. Oh, while we're at this moment, would you share your website, a website where people can go to get more information and purchase the book and that sort of thing?
Yes, book is releasing today, and which is a full moon day and a very auspicious day in our calendar. And at the same time, and today, Amazon.com is offering very big discount price. So anybody can order this book now, right now from Amazon, and they will be receiving it in a day or two. And then also to have further information, and like title of the book, livingfully.org is our website. And my disciples have created a beautiful website, and all the events that are happening with these books are also there, and I would very much love to share with your audience, and hopefully they will all enjoy it, and we will connect each other in a meaningful way.
Well, I always like to ask my guests for their final words of wisdom as we get to this point in the program. So what final words of wisdom would you like to share with our listeners?
Actually, I don't have much wisdom to share.
Oh, my.
only thing is I feel that we all are friends. We are all here to help each other. If we cannot help anyone, we are not here to harm anyone. So keeping the promise that I will always try to help humanity, and I will always try to bring goodness in mankind is my advice. And if you cannot do help your friends, neighbors, family, anyone, and we do not have responsibility to harm anyone, and nobody deserves to be harmed because they are all already enduring enough suffering and pain. Therefore, why we add any more, which will add negative karmas in our lives in the future to experience, and the consequences will be beyond imagination. So my advice is be a nice person, good person, kind-hearted person, and live life in a most meaningful way. And I always say this, life is not a rehearsal. Therefore, live as if there's no tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Your Eminence, for sharing this time with us this evening. And I look forward to chatting with you again sometime.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thank you again, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, folks, it is now time for our herb of the day. Now, tonight's herb is, excuse me, clear my throat there. Tonight's herb is white willow. And most of you know that my resource for the herb information is Balk and Balk. And the parts they say are used medicinally when it comes to white willow is the bark. Now, some of the phytochemicals include beta-carotene, lignin, rutin, cerulic acid, tannin. Some of the nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. Now, according to Balk and Balk, it relieves pain. It's good for allergies, headache, backache, nerve pain, joint pain, inflammation, menstrual cramps, toothache, and injuries. Now, it contains compounds from which aspirin was derived. So they caution that they don't recommend its use during pregnancy because it may interfere with the absorption of iron and other minerals when taken internally and should not be used by people who are allergic to aspirin. And now it is time for our yoga. And tonight's asana is Supta Buddha Konasana. Now, again, for these asanas and the information related to them, I refer to Iyengar's method. I love his book. I love the way, the book I'm referring to is the Iyengar Way. And I just love the way the pictures are set up. And I like the advice and the descriptions very much. So that said, I want to present that. Now, before I do, though, I want to talk about Dr. Shah's advice with regards to the health benefits of the posture. Now, the benefits, according to Dr. Shah, is that it tranquilizes the mind, expands the chest and lungs, tones abdominal organs, relieves pelvic congestion, relieves congestion in gonads, lowers blood pressure, loosens knee and hip joints. Indications include general physical or mental fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, and tension states, respiratory disorders like asthma and bronchitis, gastrointestinal disorders like colitis, diarrhea, dysentery, and peptic ulcer, genitourinary disorders of urinary bladder, uterus, ovaries, testes, and prostate, menstrual disorders, disorders of sex glands, high blood pressure, stiff knee, and hip joints. Now, according to Iyengar, the way to practice is to sit in Buddha Konasana on a bolster placed horizontally. This posture is very relieving of menstrual stress and is a very soothing posture. Actually, it's one of my favorite postures. And you take a long belt or two belts tied together, pass it behind the sacrum, over the thighs and shins, and under the feet. Make sure the belt goes across the base of the sacrum. Tie it so that the buckle goes between one thigh and the calf. Pull on the belt to bring the feet close to the trunk. Now you're going to slide forward off the bolster and hold it firmly. Lie back over it with the shoulder on the floor. If necessary, support the head. Tighten the belt without creating strain. Take the arms over the head and stay for from 5 to 10 minutes, breathing evenly. Inhale, come up, untie the belt. Okay, and as I said, it's a very relaxing and soothing posture. Now, you have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio on the Internet. Now, you want to check the website, www.amtherapies.com, and to see who my guests are going to be or what rebroadcasts I'm going to run next week. Now, at the end of next week's program, we will discuss the Wild Fairy and the Asana Sutta Virasana. Use the link on my site to listen to the program live on iPod, or cell phone, Tuesday, Thursday, at 8 p.m. time. Additional archives can be listed to program. As for the link for advertising on my website, Therapy, also public, and consultation,